It's come to order. And it's wonderful to see all of you smiling, relaxed faces here this morning. Members, please indicate their presence by voting. Would the clerk please announce the totals?
32 members present.
Madam Majority Leader.
Speaker, no members are excused from a call of the House today.
The invocation today is by Major Ray Gilman of the Salvation Army. Would members please rise?
Shall we bow in prayer? Our Father God, this is indeed a day that you have made. Teach us each one to use it wisely and not to abuse it. Your beauty surrounds us, and yet far too often we fail to stop and appreciate all that has been made available to us. Teach us, Lord, to look beyond the obvious and look for the true beauty in life, and that is found in each other, as we are made in your image. For the dedicated men and women gathered here this day, we ask that you grant them peace within and comfort in knowing that your hand is upon them and their families. Often the air is filled with static electricity just before a storm. We can sense the unrest and tension that happens here in this place. God, may your presence be felt and the strong cord of unity be gripped by each person so that which is best for the people for whom they represent may be accomplished. Help us to look closely at our individual priorities, values, and grant us the wisdom and courage to stand firm on the issues that are important for the majority, and to know when to withdraw or admit that there are times that it is our pride at stake and not the real issues at all. We pray that these dedicated people who have been placed in this particular political arena will experience a true sense of accomplishment and pride in what they are doing to make this state a better place to work and live, and to continue to uphold the high standards that have been handed down to them. Grant each of them strength for this day and the encouragement they need to finish the work that is yet undone. For all this we pray in and through your holy name. Amen.
Madam Minority Whip, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Hudson.
Madam Speaker, I would ask, move an action.
Sir, objection, hearing none, the query is spread across the journal. This brings us down to the certification of the journal. With the clerk, please certify as to the correctness of the journal for the previous legislative days.
I hereby certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 111th legislative day.
Madam Majority Leader.
Okay, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House journal as certified by the Chief Clerk be approved.
Without objection, hearing none, the journal will be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk. Representative Toohey.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I request that the House Committee waive Senate Bill 7, an act relating to grants for school construction, and Senate Bill 60, an act making appropriations for school construction.
So objection, hearing none, those bills will be waived from the House Committee to the Finance Committee. Representative Veazey.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The House State Affairs Committee, as chairman of the House State Affairs Committee, I'd like to request that Senate Bill number 7, which we just read the title, I won't repeat it, and Senate Bill number 60, which the title was just read, be waived from the House State Affairs Committee.
Without objection, those bills will be waived from the House State Affairs Committee. Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Madam Speaker, and I also want to thank the chairman of the various committees there for waiving those bills for us. The House Finance Committee will meet today at 1 o'clock. At 3:30, we will have another meeting with our working group, and tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we have tentatively scheduled the conference committee to meet on House Bill 55.
And at this time, I'm going to appoint a member of the minority to establish a relationship with the working group, and I'm going to appoint the minority leader. Further bills to be waived? There being none, this brings Representative Martin. No, you're not a committee chairman. You can sit down. I'm afraid of what you would waive. I understand. This brings us down to introduction of guests. Representative Cott.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. During the session, many of us have sought legal advice, and more often than not, we have turned to the Staff House Majority Legal Advisor, and I'd like you to help me welcome him to the chamber, Mr. Doug Williver.
Representative Cott, you still have the floor.
Thank you again, Madam Speaker. Also, we have had the great opportunity to work with our House Media Advisor. He has provided, I think, excellent service to each and every one of us during the legislative session. I'd also ask you to help me welcome Mr. Wayne Maloney, who is also in the Teller Gallery. If I may.
You may continue.
They say that behind every good man, there's a good woman. And in this particular case, there is one that is visiting from Harmony, Wisconsin. Please help me welcome Wayne's mother, Ann Maloney, who's also in Teller Gallery.
Representative Cott, but before you continue, let the record reflect that some of us women don't stand behind either.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. There is an exception to every rule. And finally, Madam Speaker, a good friend of mine is up visiting from Anchorage. She's a small business owner. She owns Technical Tune on Tudor Road. Many of you probably have had service down there before. She's in the Paretovich Gallery. She's up here with the Blue Angels, who will be performing this evening. Please help me welcome Belinda Lewis.
Further guests to be introduced at this time? There being none.
Madam Speaker.
Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I do have a guest and constituent in the Taylor Gallery. He's been a longtime resident of Haines and a pioneer of that area. And I think those of you that read your POMs probably have gotten many POMs from him over the year. A constituent of mine, Leo Land, if you'll help me welcome him.
Other guests to be introduced at this time. Representative Cott.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I need to make a small correction. Blue Angels are not performing this evening. It's the Snowbirds.
That is a small correction. Further guests to be introduced? There being none, the House will stand at ease till the call of the chair. House, please come back to order. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move to ask unanimous consent to stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Without objection.